These days, like old-time doctors, he was sometimes paid in produce or yard work or whatever anyone could offer. He imagined that he'd continue this way for another decade or so, seeing patients every day but gradually cutting back until the parameter of his physical life was no larger than this house, this garden, the trips he would make to the grocer and the barber. Nora might still be winging around the globe like a dragonfly, but such a life was not for him. He was putting down roots. They were traveling deep.
"I have a chemistry final today," Rosemary said, pulling off her gloves.
"And then, hooray, I'm done." Bees hummed in the honeysuckle.
"There's something else I need to tell you," she said,
tugging at her shorts and sitting next to him on the warm concrete steps.
"Sounds serious."
She nodded.
"It is. I was offered a job yesterday. A good one."
"Here?"
She shook her head, smiling and waving to Jack as he tried to do a cartwheel and landed sprawling on the lawn.
"That's the thing. It's in Harrisburg."
"Near your mother," he said, his heart sinking.
He knew she'd been looking, and he'd been hoping she'd stay nearby. But moving had always been a very real possibility. 2 years ago, after her father died quite suddenly, Rosemary had reconciled with her mother and her older sister, and they were anxious for her to come home and raise Jack nearby.
"That's right. It's a perfect job for me. 4 10-hour days a week. They'll pay for me to go on to school, too. I could work on getting my physical therapy degree, but mostly I'd have more time with Jack."
"And help," he said. "Your mother would help, and your sister."
"Yes, that would be really nice. And as much as I love Kentucky, it's never been home to me, not really."
He nodded, glad for her, not trusting himself to speak. He had sometimes imagined, theoretically, the possibility of having the house to himself. Walls that might come down, space opening up, this duplex reverting in slow stages to the elegant single-family home it had once been. But all his conjectures had been about space and air, easily put aside for the pleasures of hearing her footsteps and soft movements next door, of waking in the night to Jack's distant cry. There were tears in his eyes. He laughed.
"Well," he said, taking off his glasses, "I guess this was bound to happen. Congratulations, of course."
"We'll visit," she said. "You'll visit us."
"That's right," he said. "I'm sure we'll see a lot of each other."
"We will."
She put her hand on his knee.
"Look, I know we never talk about it. I don't even know how to bring it up, really, but what it meant to me, how you helped me, I'm so grateful. I will be forever."
"I've been accused of trying too hard to rescue people," he said.
She shook her head.
"In many ways, you saved my life."
"Well, if that's true, I'm glad. God knows I've done enough damage elsewhere. I never could seem to do Nora much good."